There are some disturbing reports regarding fan behaviour at the Euro soccer tournament in France. Fan violence and rioting has taken place throughout the tournament. A lot of the blame's being attributed to English and Russian supporters, and there's been violent clashes between both groups of fans in stadiums and on the streets. And the police have been in the middle of all of this. Bottles are being thrown, flares being let off. Can you imagine what this is like for locals there in France? Having these lunatics from Russia and Great Britain acting like it's a battlefield when they're trying to go about their daily lives. And some British fans have taken it to a new low today. It's reported that groups of British supporters are taunting young refugee children in France by holding coins in front of their faces and then flicking them over their heads onto the ground and making them chase the money. And there's videos of this that have appeared online. One eyewitness said there were 8 or 9 English guys who were laughing and joking at these poor youngsters, pretending to give them money and then throwing coins at them. What a bunch of louts. You're bad enough if you go to another country and take your shirt off and peg bottles at police and vandalise the streets, but even worse if you're taunting children who've done nothing to you. And after this, I'm willing to bet that there's plenty of people who want to see England knocked out of the tournament sooner rather than later. And that's not to let the Russian fans off the hook either, because they've been equally to blame. But according to Tom Steinfurt, the Nine News reporter who was right in the thick of it this morning, our time, he says today seems to be the English fans causing all of the trouble. So I don't know what that would be like if you're used to living in a nice, peaceful community and all of a sudden you have these lunatics come on from overseas and act like they're on a battleground somewhere.